Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
Well, welcome back to another mellifluous episode of Talking Lamar. In this installment...
What was that word?
I love mellifluous. Mellifluous, yes.
I have to check that out.
Yeah, I'm in this episode, I am continuing with the saga of my youth and upbringing in rural Georgia. Let's get on with it.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Sorry, I forgot what I was talking about.
What are you talking about?
I am talking to you.
That's just what I was talking about.
It's Talking Lamar.
You know, I call it a farm. We only thing we had on the farm, we had a bunch of cows. We kept about 50 head of cattle. And we, you know, grew some stuff a little bit, had big gardens and stuff like that. But I spent a good bit of time alone because my brother Troy, he was 11 years older than me. So when I was small, I mean, he was in school and I was there all day and there's nothing on TV in the afternoon but soap operas. So I spent a good bit of time. We had a chinaberry tree over behind my grandmother's house and I spent a good bit of time in that tree. It was very hard to climb for me because I was a little, you know, from my age. But getting up there was not a small accomplishment. But when I would make it up into the tree and it had like a V-shaped two limbs going out where you could get up there and sit, I'd stay out there for a while. Sometimes if I knew I was going to be out there for a while, I'd make me some peanut butter crackers and wrap them up and enjoy a leisurely lunch up in the chinaberry tree. And while I was up there, I'd be having all these adventures. I'd have pretend adventures, you know, cowboys and detectives and all that kind of stuff. But one Christmas, Santa Claus brought me the Superman suit. Now, I look back on it. I guess it was not underwear. It was pajamas, okay? But I wore it, I mean, all day long, out running and going. And I mentioned this once before, but I wanted to do it on the podcast, that it was probably one of the greatest things in my life. And I would give anything to have a picture of my little chubby ass in that costume. I don't know what it must have looked like. But I couldn't wait to get back up in the chinaberry tree because I was going to fly like Superman. And I'm thinking, this is going to be really cool. You know, I can look down on the house and everything's going to be great. So I'm up in the tree and I'm sort of working this up and getting ready to come out of the tree. And my mama comes running across the yard. Oh, my God. She's screaming, Lamar, if you jump out of that tree, I'm going to whip your ass. Get down. So I go up there and she comes up there and gets me down. And she showed me on the bottom. And of course, it's not like my reading skills are on top of the game. But on the bottom, they had like a printed in picture of Superman. And it said, only Superman can fly. You know, and she goes, you can't do that. I'm like, okay, well, but you know me, I'm not a quitter. So I didn't jump out of the tree. But my imagination was strong. And so when I watched the TV show, when Superman was flying, you could hear the air swishing by. And so when the show was on, I'd get one of our kitchen chairs and I would set it up in front of the TV. And then I had this beach ball and I would blow the beach ball up. And when Superman started flying on the TV, I would pull the air valve out of the beach ball and I would put the beach ball on the chair and I would lay over the beach ball and extend my arms and my legs in front of me and behind me. And I would fly just like Superman. And I could look over at the TV and he's flying. I'm flying because I can hear the wind because that air is coming out of that beach ball. So I had special effects.
Lamar, I need a minute because I'm crying.
Oh, God.
Like, on the one hand, it's so wonderful, and on the other hand... Here, I have said it before, and I'm going to say it again. If ever a man was born to be in show business...
It's true.
I mean, man, Max, in my mind, I was flying.
Are you not picturing him in his little tough skin jeans with his little chunky hands stretched out, rocking back and forth like he's flying?
You know what, though? It's very inventive for a kid. It really is.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. My mom would walk through the trailer and she'd look at me and she'd just shake her head and keep going. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Oh my God, the mental picture I have.
What is only $4.99 a month but gives you such pleasure? That would be the Bob and Sherry Premium. Exclusive content from the show, including our classic chat room calls and best of CDs. You'll get behind the scenes photos and videos of not only us, but our listeners. It's a lot of fun. Just $4.99 a month. And the website to get all of this is bobandsherry.com/premium.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.
Well, Superman's back with Rick flying across the kitchen in the trailer. But, you know, but if it was a pretty nice day or if it wasn't bad outside, my mama put me outside. You need to go do something, you know. And so I did. I mean, you know, I spent a lot of time outside. I had a bicycle and all this. But one of the things, we had skinned knees. I mean, I think everybody had skinned knees. But I think today, when has anybody, when's the last time your kid stubbed their toe?
You know, I can't even remember. My poor husband has done it with his bad foot a bunch just because he's babying the foot. And so he walks in and he can't feel, he walks into things. But you're right. Yeah. Well, that's because I don't think, at least my kids, never really ran around barefoot outside once they got past like 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, shoes wasn't something. It wasn't like we didn't have shoes. I mean, we did have shoes, but you just didn't wear shoes. And I mean, the bottom of your feet was tough. I mean, it was tough. I mean, you could, it didn't matter. I mean, it, you know, now in the wintertime when it was too cold, your feet would get soft again. So the first few weeks you were back out, you know, it took a little while to get them hardened up or whatever. But I'd be riding the bicycle and I'd lean over and the foot pedal had come down and that big toe.
Can I tell you one of my, I'm still friends with him to this day. He lives pretty close to you, actually. His name is Art. And when we were kids, he was riding his bicycle barefoot and his foot got snagged and he lost his big toe.
I mean, forever.
And can I tell you what an impression that made on me? I think I haven't taken my shoes off since. That'll make an impression on a kid, you know? Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah, my mother said you can't do bare feet on the bike, and that's why. And I guess she was right.
Well, no, she went wrong. But the stub toe thing, it seemed like I had one or the other all the time. But now when you stub your toe, honestly, we talked about this the other day. I'm not going back in the house to get this patched up. I pack it with dirt. If you pack it with dirt, the dirt, I don't think the dirt absorbs it, but I think it must be a something that puts a stop to the bleeding. Because if you pack enough dirt on it, it'll quit. Because if the wound was... If anybody listening to this
who grew up in an urban area is like, what am I hearing?
But see, if you really got hurt and you went in the house... If the wound was really bad, methylate is what my mama put on it. If it wasn't too bad, she would put the Mercurochrome, but the methylate.
So what's the difference between Mercurochrome and methylate?
Well, both of them are mercury based. Okay. Mercury.
That sounds like a good thing to be putting on an open wound.
Yeah. And so they were mercury based. But the methylate had a bigger percentage of alcohol in it, so it burned. I mean, but it would set you on fire. The mercurochrome, it wasn't fun, but the methylate. When I walk in, the first thing I'm saying is, mercurochrome, mercurochrome. She'd look at it and she'd go, nah, this is going to call for the methylate. I'm like, oh, my God. And she'd put that on there, and I'm jumping around screaming, and she'd always say, listen, just blow on it until it stops hurting. Listen, I've got my foot up, blowing on my toe until I hyperventilated. I'd get dizzy. I'd be running out of air trying to blow the sting out of that. But that stuff was, I think they quit doing it in the 70s. I mean, they said it just wasn't good. Mercury. You're not supposed to be putting mercury in cuts, I wouldn't think.
No. I don't think that my people went with methylate. My people were mercurochrome. Iodine, tincture of iodine, you know, like gentian blue, you know, that blue stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The ashes from their cigarettes. They treated cigarette ashes like that was some sort of old world miracle cure.
Oh.
Did you ever get that?
It was. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It was for a bee sting. Oh, you get a bee sting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My grandmother, she dipped, what was it, honey? I can't remember which one it was, because my grandfather, he chewed beech nut, and she dipped honeybee snuff. That's right. Yeah. She dipped honeybee snuff. And if you had a bee sting, you'd go to her and she'd reach in her lip and she'd get out some of that snuff and she'd put it on there. And if you didn't have that, mama would take a cigarette and she would rub a little bit of the cigarette, not ashes, but the tobacco out in the palm of her hand. She'd spit in it and make a poultice and put it on there.
The snuff, may I ask a question about the snuff?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a city, you know, but was that something where she put like a little pinch between her cheek and gum?
No, she filled her whole bottom lip up with it.
I see. And that's different. No pinch. And that's different than chewing tobacco. Dipping snuff is different than chewing tobacco.
It's more ladylike. Ladies didn't chew tobacco. Ladies dipped snuff. That's, I mean, so we're in the country, but we still had some. You know,
so when you went to the store to buy it, you'd say, "I'd like a bag of snuff."
No, a can of honeybee snuff.
Okay.
Yeah. They still sell snuff today. You can still buy snuff.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah. And so now, I never had castor oil. We had it, but my mama never gave, I don't guess I ever, nothing ever happened that I would need castor oil. She never would give me castor oil. I don't know. Y'all ever had castor oil?
I've heard of castor oil. I think I saw it in Warner Brothers cartoons, that in Alum.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea what it does or what it's for. So
isn't castor oil basically a laxative that they would just give you for everything? Like, you look peaked, have some castor oil.
Castor oil, because, get everything moving. That's right. Get everything moving.
My grandmom was a chocoholic, because when she was a young war bride and my pop-up was stationed away with the Navy, she got a job in Philadelphia working for the Whitman's Chocolate Company. And she just became a lifelong chocoholic. So in our family, we didn't get castor oil. We got chocolate-flavored X-Lax, which we clamored for as children, because kids love a treat, even if it'll have them shooting their brains out for days. And my grandma, my people are... I'll tell you what we brought from the old country, and that's poor judgment. My people had the poorest judgment. If we had a tick, they would light a cigarette and hold the glowing ember of the cigarette to the tick, like in your head.
Oh, yeah.
Occasionally a little bit of hair would catch fire. But you know what? It'll grow back, right? And
the tick lets loose when you put that fire on it. The tick will let loose.
So if my grandmom thought one of us looked backed up, all of us would get a square of chocolate flavored X-Lax, because she said, Lamar, mouths are sisters. Open up. So we would all get an X-Lax dose.
Now my mama kept the X-Lax up in the, in the cabinet, and I used to climb the cabinets when I was a kid, and we had like drawers. And so what I would do, and I mean, I remember this, I was young. I'd pull the bottom drawer out, the second drawer up, a little bit less out, you know, like a stair step, and I'd go up them steps. And I got up in there, and I unwrapped the X-Lax, And it looked just like, because it's in squares, chocolate squares, just like a Hershey bar. And I thought it was a Hershey bar. Man, I ate a whole fill of that stuff. And,
oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was not good.
You
that
swallowed good chewing gum once, too, when you were a kid, too.
Oh, I swallowed chewing gum a lot until it got a situation there. And I went to the bathroom, and I thought I was dying. I thought I was my inside just coming out. And my mama had to come in there. I remember this. Gosh, I remember this. She sat down on the lid of the toilet and put me across her lap, and she pulled chewing gum out of my butt with toilet paper, and she was cussing the whole time. Oh, my God. She did not like that at all. Oh, it was not good. But, yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Sherry, I'm so glad Bob's not here. He would be so uncomfortable.
He couldn't handle it. Like, he just can't. You know, there's a thing, like, we are souls in bodies having a mortal human experience. Bob doesn't want any part of the body part of it. You know, like, he's like, oh, that, I can't even think about that. Oh, my God.
Well, I've told y'all, too, now, when Carla was a little girl, her and Looney, her brother Looney, if they had, like, a bad cold or something like that, Carla's mama would get a tablespoonful of Vic Salve, and they would swallow a tablespoonful of Vic Salve.
I can't imagine that's good for you.
They took it in turn, and it says right on the box. It says right on the label on the jar, not to be taken internally. But they took it all their life when they was kids. They sure did. But now my mama, she had some stuff called Save the Baby, and it was like a salve. And so
you're making this.
I am not.
You are
I looked it up. I tried to buy. I tell you what you do. You search it on Google, and you'll see it. They don't sell it anymore. But I think eBay, you can get, you know, they've got some bottles of it. It's a small bottle. And what do you call it when it's a compound, like it separates?
An emulsion.
You know what I'm saying?
An emulsion.
It's emulsion. Okay, it's an emulsion. And so my mama would put a small pan of water on the stove and start warming it up. She set the bottle in there. And when it would get, you know, hot, she'd shake it up real good. And she'd rub it on my chest. And she would rub it across on my nose and that right there. And then she would take a baby diaper and she would rub it on the baby diaper and tie it around my neck and put me to bed. When I wake up the next day, I could breathe, everything, you know. That was some working stuff.
And croup, yeah. It says, as I have found it online.
I told you, save the baby. That's exactly right. Everybody had that. Everybody had it.
I have never heard of this before.
I need to know. I need to understand why a product with such a brilliant name, why no one has rebooted that. Save the baby.
It's crazy. Save the baby. And had a picture of a woman holding a baby on the front of it. Yeah, it was a small bottle. I'd give anything to have it because that stuff worked great. It worked great.
I'm gonna be inspired by this, and when we finish up today, I'm gonna design on my Canva and print some labels for my wine bottles that say "Save Yo Mama," and then just send Karamir or whoever in, you know, to fetch me one. That is the best name for a product, Lamar. How do we not have Save the Baby? When did they stop making that?
I'm saying in the '60s or something like that, I think. But I mean, I had it.
Wow.
I had it. My mama kept it in there. Now we treated burns with mayonnaise. Everybody put mayonnaise on a burn. Now they say that's nothing to that now, but if you burnt yourself, got scalded or got up against a stovepipe or something like that, they'd coat you with some mayonnaise. Sure did.
I'm shocked because I've heard of butter for a burn, but mm-hmm. I've never heard of putting mayonnaise on a burn. And well, I think
I mean, butter's
I've read
oil
that
and mayonnaise
you...
is oil. I mean, it's a fat. Yeah.
Well, I got to say, the Richardson family, your coat of arms has a jar of Duke's Mayo on it. You people are some mayonnaise eating people. But I thought I'd always read that you shouldn't put fat on a burn. And that reminds me, Lamar, I have to tell you something. You're the only person I know in my whole life that will appreciate this. You are the only one. And your mom, Doris, may her soul rest in peace, would appreciate this. So I'm cooking my husband breakfast because, bless his heart, if I don't cook him breakfast, he'll eat a beef stick, summer sausage, and a Tootsie Roll. So, and he can't walk very well. So I'm cooking him breakfast, and I'm making him grits because I'm married to a Southern man, and they like to have grits with breakfast. and I'm stirring the grits. And I've tried all the different brands. And may I say, the Jim Dandy Quick Grits, that's the way to go. Okay, so I'm stirring up the Jim Dandy, and it's bubbling. And suddenly, the bubbling grits, a bubble of grits came up out of the pot, into the air, hit the palm of my hand, where it felt like napalm. I couldn't get it off quick enough, and now I've got a big old burn on the palm of my hand
from
cooking my husband grits like I'm Jeth Reen in the Beverly Hillbillies. But I knew you could appreciate it.
Oh yeah, yeah. You got to be careful with that. It's like napalm. It sticks to you, and you can't get it off. I mean, you really can't. So, but yeah, I mean, we had all the treatments.
I'm looking. You can buy Save the Baby. It's still made new, not some sort of antique thing. There are antique versions of it. But
did you find it?
They still do make it. Krause's and what original all... Save the Baby.
Max, send me that link.
Max, the version that you're looking at that's new or current, what promises does Save the Baby make?
Since 1874, Lee's Save the Baby has been relieving colds, coughs in children and adults so they can sleep through the night or make it through the day without hacking. Just rub this old-time salve on your chest, and it will reduce the impulse to cough, which helps you sleep.
See?
Eli Medical Supply online store.
I'll be ordering that today.
Glasgow, Kentucky.
I will order it today. Now, Carla's got this stuff. And maybe you've heard of Cumarandane.
What? Cumarandane. I'm still working on Save the Baby.
Look it up, Cumarandane.
How the hell do you spell Cumarandane?
See, like, you know.
Go ahead. Start.
Well, Cumarandine.
All right. There was some court case against Save the Baby, too.
Well, they lost because Save the Baby. They saved the baby. You can't beat Save the Baby.
Cumarandine, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Google is telling me there's no great matches for your search.
Well, I gotta figure out how to spell, but they got a jar of it and it smells to high heaven. Oh my God, it smells. Oh God, it smells. But now when you get a burn, you put that on, I don't know what's in it, but it's solid for a burn.
Let me tell you what. Since these grits have become so dangerous, I'm going to get me some Save the Baby and some of this Cumarandane or whatever it's called.
Cumarandane. I found it. Cumarandane. Yeah. According to the 1940 trademark details, the product is used for external penetrating preparation as a liquid and a salve for skin diseases, lacerated or sore muscles. So, lacerated. Colds, pneumonia as an internal preparation for prosthetic ailments.
Do you drink it? Do you put it on your skin?
No, it's a salve. You put it on your skin.
It's a salve, okay. But it looks like internal preparation. I don't know.
Maybe this is like the modern version of like a mustard plaster or some poultice kind of a thing.
I don't know. I tell you what, you've made my day, Max. I'm going to get me some Save the Baby. That's awesome. I've looked for that stuff. I've looked for it.
I think we should all order some and just have it in the house. And then the next time someone comes by and they've got a child and the child has an issue, you just hang on. I think I have something for that. And you bring out a bottle of Save the Baby. Hilarity.
You can't lose.
There was some lawsuit involving Save the Baby. I will tell you that because they were somehow mislabeled. So I don't know exactly what that means. But
well, everybody's got to do their own deal. So don't order it because I said so, but I'm just telling you, me personally, I'm all for Save the Baby. I'm sorry.
I love you.
I really am. I ain't playing around. Listen, all these products. Let's get to here's the crux of it. Save the Baby. Who doesn't want to save the baby?
Exactly.
So that was
What kind of terrible person would be like, oh, were you going to give me some Save the Baby? Thanks. I'm going to let the baby take its chances. No, you need some Save the Baby.
I thought it was weird that my mother used to give me something called Paregoric.
So that makes you sleep. That's a drug.
It is. It's got opium. Yes. It's got opium, and you used to be able to buy it over the counter.
My mama worked at the drugstore, and people would come in, and they would get a prescription for Paragord. And they would sometimes they would get doctors to write it. And these were people that were using it to get high. I mean, they were using it to get high. Listen. Now, my mama gave it to me when I was a kid. She said, let me tell you something. You start whining and hollering and screaming, you can't go to sleep. I give you a little shot of Paragord. You're out. You're out.
She gave this to me when I was 4 or 5. She gave it to me. She gave me opium. Here's what I remember. I felt really good. You know that it must have made me feel good that all these years later, I can recall what that felt like. I remember it was like this wonderful, warm, big hug that just enveloped all parts of me. That's because it had opium in it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm loving this conversation because my people used to give us chocolate X-Lax and Sambuca, and I felt like a little judgmental about that. But now I realize we weren't even partying with the big dogs.
Max, I'm glad you brought that up because I have not heard Paragoric in a long time. Yeah.
I don't know if that made you feel better, but I can tell you what, it made me feel good.
Took all your cares away.
It did.
Well, I guess now that we're talking about taking Paragoric and opium and things, we're gonna wrap today's episode up with that. I think that's gonna be it for another fascinating look into the life of the little chubby white farm boy.
Sounds like it's time to save the baby, Lamar.
Yeah. Listen, thank y'all for taking the time to listen. We've had fun reminiscing. I hope y'all did too. The story ain't over, so don't stop now. I hate a quitter. Join us for the next episode of Talk Lamar, and we'll see what else is going on. Until then.
Thank you so much for listening to Talkin' Lamar, the Oddcast, and the Bob and Sherry Podcast. We would really love it if you would subscribe, rate and review, and share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again for listening.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to cleanorigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's cleanorigin.com, code RADIO10.